From Tidbits on November 2nd, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for November 2nd, 2009, written by Tidbits staff. Electric Sheep 2.7B18B. The dizzying, beautiful screensaver Electric Sheep has been updated to version 2.7B18B, bringing back the multiple display support that was lost in the switch to Snow Leopard compatibility. Other changes include smoother animation, improvements in voting, and various bug fixes to enhance performance and usability. Make sure you download version 2.7b18b, since not all the download links on the site have been updated yet. iTunes 9.0.2. Apple has released iTunes 9.0.2, adding support for Apple TV 3.0 and an option for a dark background in grid view, and improved accessibility. The update is available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. Default Folder X 4.3.2. St. Clair Software has released a maintenance and stability update to the OpenSave Dialog Enhancement Utility Default Folder X. Version 4.3.2 improves recently used folder tracking, fixes a bug that caused files to be saved to the wrong folder when using column view, and addresses an issue in Snow Leopard that prevented folder switching and rebound from working correctly when the name of the mounted server's disk was the same as the folder on the startup drive. Also, support for the Sharpshooter screenshot utility has been added. Creating preview images for files and folders no longer causes default folder X to attempt to resolve aliases to offline servers, and the program's controls now properly hide themselves when an options dialog is invoked from an open or save as dialog. A full list of changes is available on St. Clair Software's website. Wireless Mouse Software Update 1.0 for Leopard and Snow Leopard. Apple has released two updates that enable users running either Leopard or Snow Leopard to take advantage of the multi-touch capabilities in the new Magic Mouse. Apple notes that users running Leopard must have version 10.5.8 installed and that momentum scrolling is not available. Users running Snow Leopard must have version 10.6.1 installed. Both updates are available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. VMware Fusion 3. VMware has released the latest version of its Windows virtualization software for Mac, VMware Fusion 3. Changes include 64-bit optimization for Snow Leopard users, Windows 7 support, a simplified process for porting a physical Windows installation to a virtual Mac installation, and better support for graphically intense applications. Also, the Migration Assistant has been improved, memory usage has been reduced when running Windows 7 or Vista, full support for four-way SMP has been added, the Unity features behavior is now more Mac-like, the multi-display and full-screen views have been enhanced, and automatic program updating has been added. A full list of features is available on VMware's website. Note that our Take Control of VMware Fusion 3 ebook is also available as a free download. ScreenFlow 2.0. Telestream's ScreenFlow, which creates screencasts, has been updated to version 2.0. The new version adds much-needed and long-rumored features such as transitions between video clips, the capability to speed up or slow down a portion of a clip, separation of audio from video, audio ducking, moving clips between documents, pause during recording, and many performance and editing improvements. ScreenFlow 2.0 includes a flip-for Mac WMV Studio serial number. It requires Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard or later and Quartz Extreme. A trial version, Watermarks exported movies. Apple Server Diagnostics 3x106. Apple has released an updated version of its Apple Server Diagnostics that tests for hardware issues in servers running Mac OS X Server 10.6. Like past versions, this one runs a customizable set of tests for identifying issues with server components such as the boot ROM, Ethernet controller, fan, hard drive, memory, power supply, processor sensor, USB ports, and video controller. The update is compatible with Snow Leopard Server on the XServe early 2009, XServe early 2008, and Mac Mini early 2009, and is available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. Apple also notes, you can run Apple Server Diagnostics in Extensible Firmware Interface, EFI, in Mac OS X or in Mac OS X Server. DoorStop X Security Suite 2.3. Opendoor Networks has released a significant maintenance update to its flagship collection of internet security products, the DoorStop X Security Suite. The latest release of the suite includes updated versions of DoorStop X Firewall, Who's There?, Firewall Advisor, and the ebook Internet Security for Your Macintosh and iPhone. DoorStop X Security Suite 2.3 includes additional information and support for Snow Leopard through its components, as well as Snow Leopard-specific bug fixes. It also adds information and advice regarding the iPhone and iPod Touch. DoorStop X Security Suite's ebook now includes an entire chapter on the iPhone and iPod Touch, as well as iPhone details throughout. Plus, a Twitter stream has been integrated with the products through a news menu, enabling security issues to be addressed in real time. Other minor additions include support for non-admin users in DoorStop X Firewall, an enhanced geolocation service for the Who's There Firewall Advisor, and added advice on a variety of new security issues. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.